And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, I am talking about Alabama. I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we're going to jump into some home fries here momentarily, but I got to tell you, the text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it, same number for both. Some of y'all already figured that out. And by the way, apparently some of y'all already figured out, too, we're streaming the show live online because we might break a record today. I don't know, but we got hundreds of y'all out there watching us online. We appreciate it very much. So we're available. By the way, if you're ever getting outside the range of our overly broad listening area on radio, you can always find us on what? We got Twitch, Rumble, YouTube, and then we got two X accounts, one for Rightside _ Media and the other one for my personal @SinPhilWilliams. Check them out. And do us a favor, by the way. Y'all have been like really jamming for us on this, but we have goals to grow the company. You have to meet certain thresholds on all these various platforms. So whether it be Twitch or Rumble or YouTube or X or whatever, if you go there, do us the favor of clicking either follow or subscribe or whatever their version is, because that actually gives us more opportunities when we hit certain thresholds. And we are pushing 1,000 for our number on the on YouTube especially. So if you go to YouTube, click subscribe. Thank you very much.
Yep, currently at 753 on YouTube. So,
which, by the way, we've gained 100 in about a week.
Yeah.
So that's great. We're going to keep growing this thing, man, because and when you hit 1,000, YouTube lets you do more stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's where we want to be. All right. So like I said, keeping an eye on the Daniel Penny case. That'll be a whole segment of the show coming up after we get through with Dipper 1. And what we're going to do right now, though, is I think it's super important every once in a while to not forget there is news in our own backyard, right? And I don't mean like just, you know, little lackadaisical things and, you know, what happened with the Little League team. I'm talking about there's actual news, things that impact our lives. I'm convinced after 8 years of serving in the Alabama State House that sometimes what comes out of our own state capitol or our own mayor's offices or just local community events, sometimes those things impact our lives way more than what comes out of D.C. So that being said, I like to look around every once in a while, and I get a gathering up of stories that I think are pretty important. I put them together, and I like to call it home fries. So hit me some home fries. Sizzle it. Sizzle up some home fries. There we go, cooking them. All right, so I got a series of stories. Let's walk through some of this, and I'll tell you why I think it's important. Like number one, story here on Yellowhammer News. One of our favorite go-to sites, Yellowhammer 1819, a couple of others really do a great job. Yellowhammer News, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who many people largely believe is going to run for governor in the next term. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth condemned a bizarre and extreme belief of some on the left who find it acceptable to offer gender-affirming care to minors. Remember yesterday, we spent a whole segment of the show talking about the things that are being done to kids. And a segment of that segment was on the arguments made in the Supreme Court of the United States this very week by, actually it was the Biden administration. The Biden administration is suing the state of Tennessee. The Biden administration is suing the state of Tennessee, desperate to get a law shut down, much like Alabama's, that would prohibit transgender surgeries and treatments on minors. Within the context of that, the ACLU was a big part of it because, you know, the ACLU, civil liberties, that's an important thing. Like, they're no longer there, believe me. The American Civil Liberties Union attorney is a lady who believes she's a man named Chase Strangio. Chase Strangio argued, and this is her comment. I know she has a mustache, but it's a her. Says, these are young people who may have known since they were 2 years old exactly who they are, who suffered for 6 or 7 years before they had any relief. In other words, Chase Strangio went before our Supreme Court of the United States and argued that two-year-olds know that they're transgender and should be allowed to have these medical treatments. It's unbelievable. In fact, one of my favorite moments was Chase Strangio said to the Supreme Court, this was an immutable question. Immutable meaning as a legal matter, it can't be changed. It just is what it is. And if you don't allow it to proceed in the it is what it is mode, then you are violating the natural law in a sense. You're violating their constitutional rights because you are impacting something that is otherwise immutable. At that point, Justice Alito, I believe it was, looked at him and looked at her and said, so what about the people that detransition and go back to their original biological sex? That does happen, right? To which Chase Strangio agreed that does happen. And the judge said, or the justice said, well, then it's not immutable. Perfect. My point in this is Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is out front on this saying, here's this about Strangio and all that. He said, this is absolutely insane. He said, I will do everything in my power to stop this and to protect children from these sick people. This is child abuse, and they deserve prison time for what they're doing to these children. Why is that important to you and I? Because he may be governor. He may be governor. And I would like to know that the governor of the state that I live in, the governor of the state in which I have grandkids, the governor of the state that I, you know, love and have been raised in and served in, I would love to believe that whoever's going to be in the seat as governor, as the chief executive for our state, would say exactly that and would support legislation and even promote legislation and even call for legislation that would do exactly that. So home fries, yeah, that one, when I saw that this morning, I was like, well, good on you. Thank you, Will Ainsworth. Stay in the fight. All right, speaking of in the fight, Tommy Tuberville, War Eagle. I'm looking right at you. I made eye contact.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Senator Tuberville. Maybe not Coach Tuberville, but there you go.
You still fear the thumb. You know you do. All right, so Coach Tuberville, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, threw his whole support of his weight behind President Donald Trump's pledge to eliminate taxes on Social Security. Why? Oh, this is huge. So I had not heard this until this morning when I was researching. I don't know how I missed it. But the Trump tax cuts and the other things that we expect to be extended and or put back in place, there are new provisions that they're talking about. And right now, according to AL Daily News, Alabama Daily News, Todd Stacy's place, Alabama Daily News, Dateline today, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville says he is throwing his full support behind a pledge by Donald Trump to eliminate taxes on Social Security benefits. He points out, he said, Social Security is like a tax anyway. They took it out of your pay back in the day, and they take more out of it before they give it back to you later. He said it's like double taxation. So he said, President Trump says he's going to take the tax off Social Security, which would help tremendously with a lot of people across this country. President Trump vowed to reform the program, stop the double taxation. I look forward to working with him on it. Listen, if that happens, that's going to be a game changer you consider the fact that most folks on Social Security, that is a fixed income. They may have supplemental, who knows? But the reality is there are some who that is their sole source of income. And when you look at the fact that it is then being taxed, I mean, the government took it from you to begin with. It was pre-tax dollars that were taken out of your paycheck back in the day. I know the argument is, well, we got to get taxed from it sometime. No, you actually don't. Like in Alabama, when you reach a certain age, you don't pay property taxes on your residence. When in Alabama, there may be other benefits and there may be tax write-offs and you may get, you know, income tax for disability and that kind of thing. It's not unheard of to let Social Security be seen as an excused issue. Well, right now, what we're hearing is there is a move afoot to try and help the situation with people on fixed income to make sure that they know that they've got a tax-free opportunity to take that money home. That would put money back in people's pockets. That would be huge. All right, hey, listen, I gotta get some text messages real quick. Jeff Rowe from Indiana, reaching back to the monologue, says, Phil, it's not been that many years ago that everything was equally as it should be, but then I started hearing about the word equity. Oh, yeah, here we go. Which I had only heard of in the real estate business, as much equity as in your property. He said, we need to put that word back in where it belongs in the real estate markets. And how stupid does Mark Cuban have to feel after making all the statements about intelligent women in the Trump administration, which I believe is probably more than was probably in the Biden administration, at least biological women anyway. Ha ha. Jeff Rowe from Indiana has a lot of thinking time when he's driving that truck, doesn't he?
Yeah, Mark Cuban has been pretty quiet. I mean, he's been on some podcasts or whatever, but in terms of politics, he's thrown in the towel.
Didn't he like go back and start deleting his Twitter account?
Yeah, he started deleting old tweets after Kamala lost, so no shame for Mark Cuban.
Are the Mavericks even winning games?
I don't know, actually. I think they're pretty. I mean, they got Luka Doncic, so obviously they're always going to be good as long as they have him. But yeah, it's Mark Cuban is he's been going through it.
You're dead to me, Cuban. You're dead to me. Roger from Madison says, "I miss the good old days when DEI stood for Dale Earnhardt Inc." like it. Bordeaux from Harvest says. He says, "Phil, my brother in Christ, surely we live in the last days." He said, "The world would appear to be on fire like never before, but," all caps, "we can rest assured that our Redeemer liveth and is able to keep his believers to the day of redemption. God bless your good work. The show is amazing and blessings." And a blessing. Thank you, Bordeaux. Appreciate you, as always, and agree with everything you just said. Jesus is Lord. James from Bucksville said, "German Prime Minister's coalition is fracturing. A snap election set for February." Well, I guess that goes to my third dipper today. The German coalition. Listen, these coalition governments always have trouble anyway. But if the German coalition is fracturing, then that's right up there with France. We've had some major shifts in Italy. We're seeing things happen in South Korea. I mean, the world stage is not real stable right now. We'll cover all that later. Anyway, we'll get back from this next break, and I will tell you about the tech billionaire with contacts to Alabama, who just was named to be the head of NASA. That's kind of cool. And then we're going to talk about, is Coleman, Alabama, a racist town? Shoot. No. Anyway, we'll talk about it in more detail. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. All right, I told you we'd update you as things go on, and it's up on both screens right now, and JP just read it out to me. The judge has dismissed the manslaughter charge against Daniel Penny in New York. So the manslaughter in the second degree charge has now been dismissed as to Daniel Penny. The remaining charges, I don't know. I'm waiting to, jury can now consider count two versus Penny, and they're not saying yet on the screen what that charge is.
It's a criminally negligent homicide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that one is, I don't know the likelihood of that getting passed, but we'll see.
I mean, if they can't get him on manslaughter, can they get him on criminally negligent? I mean,
what I'm wondering.
It still requires an element of criminal conduct. So, I don't know, man. We'll wait and see, but we're going to keep an eye on it. But I'm going to be doing a whole segment on this whole thing about Good Samaritans being on trial here in just a little while. So stand by for that. Hey, let me get a couple things in before we hit the top of the hour. Don't forget, by the way, coming up right after the top of the hour, our buddy Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune will be on to talk about a few things happening in the area. So this is fascinating. So yesterday, Butters said something on the show that I had to go back and get some more details on. So Trump has now tapped the next head of NASA. By the way, don't you want to see NASA? Don't you want to see us get back to where like NASA is like a real thing? Not like some woke center of bureaucracy, but an actual let's go to the moon and to the far reaches of the universe kind of place. Now, some will say, Phil, it's still doing that right now. Okay, great. They also spend a lot of time doing DEI crap and on having seminars on pronouns. They do. Go look it up. However, Trump has now appointed, according to AL.com. Phil, did you go to AL.com? I did. Trump has appointed a tech billionaire who bought a series of space flights from Elon Musk's SpaceX and conducted the first ever private spacewalk. So yeah, Jared Isaacman, and I've forgotten about this, he actually bought room on a SpaceX flight and did the first ever private citizen spacewalk in the history of ever. He's a billionaire. He's the founder of a credit card processing company. He's been collaborating with Musk on SpaceX for a while. Isaacson is going to replace, get this, Bill Nelson is the head of NASA right now, is 82 years old. Okay. But he's a former Democrat senator from Florida who was nominated by Joe Biden. Yeah, of course he is. Nelson was on the space shuttle back in 1986, right before the Challenger disaster. But Isaacson, by the way, he's got ties to Alabama. This is why it's cool. He's big into the space program. He's big on the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville. He went to space camp there as a kid. In 2022, he donated $10 million to the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville for the construction of their new Inspiration 4 Skills Training Center. And he's also a member of the Space and Rocket Center Space Camp Hall of Fame. So that's very cool. And the other interesting thing I find fascinating is that he's a billionaire who dropped out of school when he was 16, got his GED, started a business in his parents' basement that became what is known as Shift 4, which is a credit card processing company, and made billions of dollars. He's also, by the way, set a world speed flying record around in 2009 while he raised money for Make-A-Wish. The guy is just... He's just out there, you know, living the Tony Stark life right now.
Yeah, hopefully he can.
With a high school dropout.
Hopefully he can bring our NASA back. I want my NASA back.
I want my NASA back.
Yeah.
You give me my NASA back.
But also, since he's got ties to Huntsville and Alabama, hopefully that's another aspect that would help bring Space Command to Huntsville.
It can't hurt.
It's rightful place.
I'm saying, can't hurt. Okay, listen, I got a couple stories here, and we're going to talk about them in more detail after the top of the hour with our buddy Scott Buttram. But you may want to know this. Two things. One is there's a attack story, which it's just galling. So first of all, Cullman is a beautiful town in our listening area. I love Cullman. You know, it's just one of those towns where you go there and it's got this kind of quaint feel. The have you ever seen the Catholic I don't know what they call it, a cathedral or not, but the twin spired cathedral in downtown Cullman is gorgeous. A lot of neat things there. Cullman is being referred to on an article on AL.com as a sundown town. What does that mean? Sundown town is an old pejorative for communities that were racist that would put up signs and tell black people, be out of town by sundown. You know, that kind of thing. There's no evidence of this, but some TikTok influencer put up a video and warned people to stay out of Cullman right after it was named as one of the, it was a Southern Living characterization of Cullman as a Hallmark town. In other words, go see it. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's a Southern Living Hallmark town. And the TikTok influencer, who just couldn't help himself, got him Charlie Desi, put up a thing saying, y'all, we got drama in Alabama. Ain't nobody going to Cullman. Cullman's a sundown town. Was, is, and forever will be. That's it. Got no proof. Got no signs. Got no nothing. Just wants to say, this is the way it is, and we all know it. But he caused a viral sensation. Listen, 1819 News has a piece. They went all in on this thing, and I'm so glad. I mean, Cullman is number 10 on Southern Living's list of cutest Southern Christmas towns. I feel silly saying cute, but nonetheless, it's one of the cute Southern Christmas towns.
It wasn't your word, so you're off on that one. Yeah.
I'm reading it. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm not bound to it because I'm reading it.
Yes.
I didn't come up with that on my own. I would have said cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool Christmas town. Anyway, but they began asking for people in the area to say, have you ever seen one of these signs? No, nobody's got one. They're just haters. And I'm just thinking, this is just, it's just gross. Go pick on somebody else. But how about leaving our small southern towns alone? Because in my opinion, when it comes to racism, no state has come further than Alabama. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number 3 on a Friday. And by the way, before I go to the phones, I got to do this. So Chef Ben from Aniana just texted in. Chef Ben from Aniana, who, by the way, is a true chef. I have eaten his fare, and it is fine. Chef Ben from Aniana says, would you please give a shout out to Brenda and Canton? That's my mother and my son. They're riding together, and they're tuned in. And then he says, great job. So salute to Brenda and Canton. We're glad you guys are Right Side Ruffians, and we love Chef Ben's food. So hit me some whoop-whoops on that. All right, let's get her done. So I'm going to go to the phones right now, bringing on somebody who really has his finger on the pulse of news around the state of Alabama because he's a news guy. Our friend Scott Buttram, publisher of the Trustful Tribune, on the line. Scotty Buttram, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I just passed your neck of the woods.
Nice. You heading to the mountains?
I am. I've actually been up there most of the week. I was under the weather several days, so my wife quarantined me to the cabin so I wouldn't get anybody else under the weather. I actually feel a lot better today, but my wife and daughter are out of town, so I thought, I'm going to take it. I'll go back to the cabin.
And this time, maybe enjoy it more. That's right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you check the weather. I don't know how enjoyable it's going to be tonight.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for making time for us while you're mobile. But, hey, let me, I've been doing this segment I call Home Fries. I do it periodically where I grab stories from around the area and cook up a batch of home fries and tell folks what's happening in their backyard. But I tell you,
you do know I am a right side listener as well, right?
I do know, brother. You're not just a listener. You're like an OG ruffian. You're a right side ruffian, man.
I have the OG. One of the things I love that you do, and this does make it easier because I've got a lot of friends in conservative.
Uh-oh, did we just lose him? Did we just lose him?
Because I can sit at my desk and have you playing in the background.
Hey, man, you won't believe this, but right as you were saying something, your phone cut out, and you said you got a lot of friends, and then, bam, you were gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. But what I was saying is I've got a lot of friends in conservative radio, but it's not always easy to listen in to their shows. You, because you stream yours on X, formerly Twitter, I can watch that at my desk. I have you on my desk while I'm doing other things.
Nice. Well, that's perfect. And we're seeing a lot more people doing that. So thank you for the shout out.
Oh, yeah,
that's
great.
All right. Hey, man, let me ask you about two stories. One of them is really, two of them really, that have gotten under my skin. One of them is 1819's got a piece, and I know you're tracking it. The idea that AL.com wants to run this cheesy story where a TikTok influencer has labeled Coleman as a sundown town. Your thoughts on that, and you might even want to tell the audience real quick what a sundown town is.
Well, sundown towns were known throughout the South, primarily in the 40s, 50s, even into the 60s in some areas. And they were towns that did not have blacks and, or generally speaking, did not have black citizens. And quite a few of them had signs up that said, don't let the sun set on you in so-and-so Alabama or so-and-so Mississippi or Tennessee or Georgia, whatever the case may be. Coleman did have a reputation back in the 50s as being a sunset town. I think they actually had zero black population in the city limits and very few in the county. So, yeah, that did exist back in the day, over a half a century ago. Southern Living did a very nice article on some of the more beautiful small-town Christmases, and Coleman was written up in that article, got a lot of very positive attention.
Yeah.
You referred to this gentleman as a TikTok influencer. I had seen his videos before. Was somewhat aware of. I don't know that I would use the term influencer, but I'm not really up on all that stuff, so I trust your terminology a little better. To me, this guy is a typical little stereotypical cartoonish character.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
Yeah.
With a lot of bitterness toward the South, a lot of bitterness toward anything biblical or conservatives. That's what I picked up from the handful of videos I'd seen from him before. That's not the issue. The fact that there is a complete moron who doesn't know what he's talking about on social media, that happens about 10 billion times a day. that's not the issue. The issue is AL.com, Alabama Media Group, who holds themselves up as the largest media company in Alabama. And by the way, that's their claim. There's nothing to substantiate that I've ever seen. But maybe they are. I don't know. But they are, in my opinion, the lowest class media organization, not only in the state of Alabama, but in the Southeast United States. They've proven it repeatedly, and they just proved it again with this attack on Coleman. This senseless, baseless, and let's remember, without any sourcing of anything legitimate whatsoever, Alabama Media Group and their management made the decision to run this nobody's video, this little cartoon character stereotypes video, and trash an entire city of people. It's wrong.
It is wrong.
The things he said are baseless. They're unfounded. There's no fact. There's nothing to substantiate that. And for Alabama Media Group to pull that video, and remember, they published it once and pulled it down because it was so incredibly egregious. This is journalistic malpractice. These people are horrible human beings to make that kind of management decision. Now, Bill, you may ask, why is Scott so emotional about this? We're called racist all the time in this state by people who don't know what they're talking about. Well, two of the people that live in Coleman are my son and my daughter-in-law, kind of protective of them.
Yeah.
The other two that live in Coleman are my only grandson and my only granddaughter.
Yeah.
So that's who this stereotype cartoon figure was making fun of and lying about and falsely accusing. Two of the people, four of the people that I love more than anything in this world, two of them I'm liable to hurt you over. I mean, I ain't ever had grandbabies before. I'm kind of protective of those kids.
Oh, man. And I can hear it in your voice, and I totally get it. And there are times when vigilantism looks like a good idea.
This is a horrible. Have they issued a formal apology to the people of Coleman? Have the Alabama Media Group done that?
Not that I'm aware of, no. In fact, the thing is, if you're going to call it a sundown town and claim it has signs up that say leave town by sunset, you think they'd show a picture of a sign. But they don't even do that.
They didn't do that. They pulled this goofball from TikTok. And by the way, they know that guy is a cartoon character stereotype. His little shtick is not even original, Phil. I don't know if you've seen him, but his little shtick is really made up of other stereotype cartoon characters.
Wow.
And because of his lifestyle, they think he, hung the moon. They don't recognize the fact that this guy has some kind of mental problem if he is accusing an entire city of racism based on something 70 years ago.
And I'll say this too. Two other pieces of the story are, number one, your angst towards AL.com is I would say not only well-founded because you have family members in Coleman and you're a native of Alabama, but because you're also in the news industry. And this is the kind of thing that gives credible news sources like yours, like 1819, like others, gives it all a black eye because they do crap like this.
It makes it almost so difficult to do our job when you have people out there. I mean, we hear the public all the time. Bill, you and I talk to them. We're involved. Hmm. We're engaged. We know they are sick of lying media and media trying to create fake turmoil like this when it doesn't exist. They're sick of it.
Yeah.
AL.com on a daily basis goes out there and proves those critics correct with this type of yellow journalism. It's disgusting. And I haven't said this publicly. I'm saying it on your show for the first time. Monday morning, I will be sending a letter to the Alabama Press Association Board of Directors. I will be requesting that Alabama Media Group is either censured or removed from membership. And I think there's going to be some support on this.
Yeah.
They were given a pass. You cannot be a member of the Alabama Press Association if you are not publishing a journal, some type of newspaper or news journal. You can't be a full member. Our board, I think it was in 2021, when we knew they were going out of business, the Birmingham News,
right,
waived that rule and kept them as a Class A member.
Wow.
I will be requesting, as a member of the Alabama Press Association, that the board of directors censure, because this is twice, Bill. We haven't even talked about what they did to the Selma Times 2 weeks ago. But I will be requesting the board either censure them or remove their membership. My preference is they should remove their membership. They are not, by our own bylaws, a legitimate member of the Alabama Press Association, but our board waived the rules and allowed them to remain as a member. They've attacked a newspaper 2 weeks ago on a completely unfounded similar claim of racism. Same thing, something they dragged off social media and used to attack the Selma Times, one of the oldest, most respected newspapers in the state of Alabama. Also a member of the Alabama Press Association, also has a board member sitting on that board, and now they've done it to the entire city of Coleman, completely unfounded. They ought to be embarrassed. There ought to be a public apology from Alabama Media Group. There should be a public apology from their owners in New York, the carpetbaggers up there that come down here and steal Alabama money and at the same time trash this state. I'm sick of them.
Well, don't beat around the bush now, Scott. Tell me how you feel.
Well, I want to be casual about this and think it over, Phil. Yeah, honestly, we have seen enough of this garbage from those people that it's time to draw the line.
Yes,
In fact, I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask 1819 News to immediately apply for membership with the Alabama Press Association. Are they treated the way AL.com was treated? Will they be given that opportunity? I know that's not going to happen, which is why I'm going to be asking the board to censure or remove them from membership immediately.
I think, listen, man, I'm hot on it with you, and I appreciate you breaking that news. By the way, I did not know you were going to say all that, and I'm loving every second of it. Because in my opinion, I said this before you came on the air, but in my opinion, there is, and I've said it multiple times, there is no state in the nation that has come further on the issue of racism than Alabama. We are the state that was not only the seat of the Confederacy at one point, and the capital of the Confederacy and the root of slavery. We also became the state, though, in which the modern civil rights movement was birthed out of. We've got Rosa Parks. We got all of it right here. We got the march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Everything happened in Alabama. No state has come further than this state, and then to have that kind of a slight is really asinine. Hey, listen, brother.
Amen, brother. Bill, I just want to echo what you said. We got our nose bloodied in the 60s in front of the entire world. We learned from it. We got better, and we've learned to live with our neighbors, and we've learned to treat them the way they deserve to be treated, and we've treated them as equal citizens and partners in this state. I'm sick of this lying about Alabama.
Brother, you are the man. I love me some Scotty Buttram. Come on my show anytime and raise Kane. We will have fun and get her done.
I'm a folk all the way.
All right, man. I ran long. I got to go to a break. But you have a great weekend. I'm glad you're feeling better. And we will talk again soon. Keep me posted on that Monday thing, all right?
Hey, I appreciate you. Appreciate all the ruffians.
Take care. Well, that was spot on awesome. That was spot on awesome, news breaking awesome. That was exactly what I wanted to hear. Take me to a break, JP. I'm gonna go collect myself. I'm gonna go get about gave me the vapors. Just love that. AL.com, I'd love to hear your rebuttal. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, pulling pins on truth grenades in here. That's what we're doing. Lisa from Huntsville just checked in and says, thank you for standing up for Coleman. Also, thank you for pointing out that we have come such a long way with race relations. Now, would you mind looking into why Huntsville will never be released from a ridiculous desegregation order? Because the federal government got its talons in and they can't let go. I mean, it took until just a few years ago some of the Voting Rights Act restrictions on Alabama to be released after, 50 years of doing it right. But yeah, Lisa, thank you very much. So I had an experience once when I was in the state Senate. I'll never forget this. We were passing the immigration bill because Alabama was ahead of the game. My class of the 2010 class, when we took over the state house as Republicans, we passed one of the first ever statewide illegal immigration bills in the nation. A lot of it got, attacked in court. Parts of it got unraveled. Parts of it are still good law. But we were ahead of our time because if you did it now, I guarantee you, you'd have a different level of sentiment. But back then we were called racist for daring to talk about illegal immigration. And I'll never forget, I was in a hearing. I was the vice chair of judiciary in the Senate. And we had a public hearing. People were allowed to, to rail against us and to support us. And it was just, it was an all call. They got to take their turns at the microphone. And one lady stood up. I'll never forget this. She stood up and she said, well, when I moved here from Texas, I came here, like my friend said, don't go to Alabama. It's like a racist state. Like, I thought, no, surely not. It's the 21st century. And now I find out it's all true. And y'all are really racist. And it got so under my skin that I literally slammed my hand on the table at the front, and the whole room looked. And I looked over at the chairman. I said, Mr. Chairman, he knew what was coming. He goes, Senator Williams. And I said, I would like to speak. Gave me the microphone, and I told her, I said, you go back to Texas and ask them about why a few weeks ago, a man who was openly gay was beaten, tied to the chained to the back of a pickup truck and dragged for over a mile and then left to die on the side of the road. And then tell me why Alabama is the bad state. You're going to find things in every single state. But what you just described, What you just described is not the state where my grandfather, my father, myself all entered the military service. That is not the state that I served as a state senator. And I was, I just literally let her have it for about a good 3 or 4 minutes. I got more slaps on the back and attaboys in the hallway that day than the entire 8 years I was in. And she had no idea what to do. And that's the point. You got to stand up and say, that ain't us. And I mean it. That ain't us. Are there problems in some places? Yes. Are there still racists in every state? Yes. Will we always live in a fallen world? Yes, until Jesus comes back. But you know what? The reality is no state has come further than the state of Alabama. I love it here, and I'll defend it. Oh, Phil, you're white. You have white privilege. Shut up. The reality is this. The laws have been changed, and everything is moving in a different direction, and you will not find Jim Crow in Alabama anymore. It's gone. And I know there are people that say, well, there's still racism. Of course there is. That's because there's still fallen people, but it's not systemic racism. It's not government-sponsored racism. It's not across the board. And Coleman, by the way, ain't no sun downtown. I got my own rant going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to switch gears. Got some JP on sports. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.